Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
We do have a couple of the Cowboys in studio. Kyle Felt, of course, who's going to be taking over the show very soon, and also special guest Gavin Cooper. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello, boys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How nervous are you, Felty? Because you are doing a full half hour of the show on behalf of Cliffo and I this morning.
I was nervous until I seen Coops here, so I'm pretty happy he's here with me.
Yeah, you did ask for a co-host. We said no to Luke Lum, but you do have a special guest, so that makes it a little easier.
Yeah, he's got a good voice for radio as well, so I'm happy for it.
He actually said on the way in, if Cliffo and Gabby can do it, anyone can do it.
He did say that.
Right. Well, I'm not even going to argue that. I'm actually kind of happy that you're the guest coming in today, Coops, because you can talk. You're a talker.
Yeah, I don't mind talking. I talk underwater. I think I get that from my mother.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many things I want to ask you, because you come in today, you're looking a bit banged up. You had your 300 games, but I'm not going to touch any of that.
You got to leave it for Kyle to cover.
We got to leave it for Kyle, because hip breakfast.
It's my segment, not his.
Yeah, that's right.
Ask yourself questions.
Interviewing himself.
Ask him about that kick he put out on the full from the kickoff the other day.
We'll bring that up in the segment.
That'll be coming up, we'll see. We're going to leave now. We're going to go put our feet up, make a cup of coffee. But after this ad break and news break, this guy's doing the whole thing. So we're talking the weather, your trending that you normally do. Yep. And we're even going to, I heard there's going to be some sort of maybe interview between you guys as well too. So hang about.
Hit Breakfast with Kyle Felt.
It's coming up next, baby.
Be ready.
Hit Breakfast with Kyle Felt. He's taking on radio just like he takes on the sideline. On Hit 103.1. Never fail spring water. Call 1330 37 for delivery now.
Hit weather.
Mostly fine and sunny today with a top temperature of 25 degrees. Sunny and 25 again tomorrow. And for the weekend, a little cloudy cover. And tops of 26 degrees.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up. Ladies and gentlemen.
Kyle Felt.
It goes like this.
Hello and welcome to the first ever Hit Breakfast with Kyle Felt. Unfortunately, I lost the State of Origin decider bet with Cliffo and Gabby. And for that, I am doing the hit show right now. Coming up soon, you'll hear a special one-on-one interview with NRL veteran 300 gamer Gavin Cooper himself. But coming up next is the latest trending news from hit.com.au. Don't touch that dial, guys. This is Hit Breakfast with Kyle Felt on Hit 103.1.
This is Hit Breakfast with Kyle Felt.
Hi, it's Matt Scott. Stick to the wing, mate.
You are listening to Hit Breakfast with Kyle Felt on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Let's go! Trending now
at hits.com.au.
Harry Styles is rumoured to be in line to play Prince Eric in the live-action remake of Little Mermaid, and fans are besides themselves. At this stage, it is just a rumour, so no confirmation yet. But if it did come through, he would be playing alongside R&B singer... Who's that? Halle Bailey. Halle Bailey, who has been confirmed to play Ariel. Just recently, it was also rumoured Harry was in the running to play Elvis in Baz Luhrmann's upcoming drama, but the role went to Austin Butler, so hopefully he doesn't miss out on this one too. This is Kendall Jenner. Also trending, you might remember Kendall Jenner and Aussie basketballer Ben Simmons dated for a year, breaking up in May.
Really? I'm a chance.
Well, Ben's sister has thrown some shade Kendall's way after an article was posted about five NBL stars Kendall has reportedly dated.
That should be NBA stars.
Oh, yeah, not NBL. Oh, yeah, nice, Coops. Kendall has shot back that she has only dated two of the five players, but Liv Alice Simmons raised eyebrows when she tweeted, "I just wouldn't ever want to be known for dating athletes. Like, imagine working your way through the league." Many fans have come to Kendall's defense, even tweeting Ben to tell his sister to shut up. Interesting. For everything that's trending, make sure you head to hit.com.au. Up next, my chat with Gavin Cooper one-on-one. Don't go away.
Hit Breakfast with Kyle Felt. He's taking on radio just like he takes on the sideline. On Hit 103.1.
You are listening to Hit Breakfast with Kyle Felt on Townsville's Hit 103.1. Unfortunately, I lost the bet with the guys and I'm filling in for Cliff and Gabby up until 9 a.m. today. This weekend, we are taking on the Rabbitohs at 1300 Smiles Stadium. Lining up for his 301st game will be Gavin Cooper.
That's right.
Gavin Cooper, welcome to Hit 103.1.
Oh, thanks for having me on your debut show, Kyle. Great to be here, man.
It feels like a debut too. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. You look like a natural.
Oh, I don't feel like a natural. Oh, so, Gavin, I've got a few hard-hitting questions here for you.
Yeah, far away.
So, first one is, so the weekend defeat over the Roosters was your 300th game. Did you think you'd make it to 300?
A couple of years ago, when the opportunity to go overseas, I think I've told this story a couple of times, the opportunity to go overseas arose, I had a couple of things that I wanted to tick off in the NRL before I left was, one, become a life member of the Cowboys, and two, touch wood, my body could make it, get to 300 games. So, yeah, once I got 100, 200 up, I thought, why not, let's go 300. I don't think I'll catch Smithy, but you never know.
I don't think you will either. Sorry, mate.
Easy.
What's been your career highlight so far, apart from leaving Mergan?
Oh, that's not a highlight. That's a low light. I need to get back there one day. Stating the obvious, the grand final. There's a couple more personal ones, like making Origin. That's obviously on the back of a bit of team success and Jono's success. Helped me along
not,
the
not
way.
Not hard running off Jono for that many years.
So, yeah, the grand final's the obvious one, and then there's some other little milestones along the way that, I've spoken about before, also saying about you won't find them in record books, but little things like walking out on the field with the boys and playing on the field like with the boys after a game now is a lot of fun. And even on the weekend down in Gosford, I had Tennille and the boys down there, and after the game they both gave me high fives because they know they're allowed to run around on the field after a win. Not a loss because Daddy's too sad.
That's something that I always notice is you always get the kids on the field and you always touch the sign atop of the tunnel every time we run out, at either if it's home or away. What's the go with that? Is there something behind that?
Yeah, well, it started just at home. At home, running out of the tunnel here at 1300 on the western side, there's a sign that says you're now entering Cowboys country, I think.
Yeah,
it says.
That's correct.
So it was...
it looks dirty, as I don't know how many people have touched it.
I think a lot of people have touched it. It's a bit gross.
It's white, but it's black in spots, so I don't know about that.
It's something that was sort of just started when I first played here back in 2005, 2006, and there was no one told you to do it. You just sort of followed the person in front and did it, and it's a bit infectious now because you watch all the boys when we run out now. A lot of boys do it. So, and after I left the Cowboys, I started doing it for the other teams I played with, Titans and Panthers, and I do it home and away. So it's not, if I forget to do it, I don't run back and touch the door, but it's just something that I like to do, the last door I walk out before I get onto the stadium.
Yeah, nice. So I got two final questions for you. One is, it's probably, I already know the answer to this one. It's who's the greatest footballer you played with in your 300 games? I've got a fair understanding who that one will be, myself. So
yeah,
we'll just skip that one. But yeah, so who was that one in your 300 games? Who's the greatest footballer you played with alongside?
In the 300 games, yeah, have to be John. Sorry, not Asiata. Everyone knows his impact on the game, his impact on my career. So had a lot of good memories with him along the way, and he was a big part in me coming back to the Cowboys. So he was the first guy I called when I was coming back up, and it kicked off again. Our friendship, both on and off the field, sort of kicked off from day one as soon as I moved back to Townsville. So it'd have to be Thurston.
Yeah, nice, nice. So we have seen a few photos going around Gold Coast days with a really nice long white rat tail, or maybe yellow rat tail back in the day, I think it looked like. What's the most bogan thing about you apart from that rat tail?
Bogan thing? I've got a few. I don't want to disrespect people that like fast cars, Kyle. I don't want to call you a bogan as well.
You can't, because I do like fast cars and I do like petrol, so it's all good.
Yeah, love the rat's tail. I've had a few fast cars along the way. Now that I'm married with a couple of kids, had to slow it down a little bit.
You do take my car every now and then and my motorbike, so it's all good.
I don't mind cars and everything that goes along with it, so... I know a couple of boys have some really nice cars, so anytime we get a chance to go for a drive in one of them, it's always a lot of fun.
No drama. Thanks, Gavin Cooper. It's time that we sign off. I think you got anything to say to the Townsville?
Oh, you want my old sign off?
Yeah, I do, thank you.
So that's it for Coop Scoops. Stay classy, North Queensland.
Thank you, Gavin.
Ladies and gentlemen, get up with
Cliffo and Gabby.
It goes like this.
Well, he's done. That was so good, man. Thank you so much. And Gavin Cooper, you were good, mate.
Yeah.
Good interviewee. How'd he go as an interviewer?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. A couple little follow-up questions there. A question within a question, so he had something ready. He had something loaded, ready to go. It was good.
It was good. I enjoyed that.
Yes, I did. Well, I enjoyed putting my feet up and having coffee, so
yeah,
you're welcome back anytime.
It's been a lovely
time.
Half hour. Fantastic work. Thank you so much, Kyle. We're actually out of here for now. That's going to end the show for your Thursday, but back tomorrow morning. Thanks again, Kyle, and anytime you want to come in, man, we're happy to put our feet up and have a coffee.
Rugby. Thanks, guys.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.